I'm going to introduce Karen Blumen. Karen is the Deputy Director for the Department of Human Services, and she's responsible for the Office of Community Relations. She has served in this capacity for over 20 years and is responsible for the creation, oversight, and ongoing management of the internal and external communications and public affairs operations in this department, which has garnered national media attention as a model in human services. Karen received both her BA and JD degree from the University of Pittsburgh, where she has served as an adjunct professor for the School of Social Work, instructing master-level students about public relations and social services. So Karen's here today to speak to you about fostering teens. And we told her initially that she could do a session, but we really felt that this was something that we wanted everybody to hear. So Karen, thank you.
Thank you, Karen. It's really my pleasure to be here. I attended last year's conference, and Karen heard me talking about an initiative that we had just launched and was kind enough to invite me to the conference this year to talk about it at greater length. Just a little bit about, you can flip to the next one. A little bit about the Department of Human Services. It's the department in Allegheny County that's responsible for all publicly funded human services. And, you know, we offer an array of services. One of the most important ones, though, is the office that takes care of the needs of children who've been maltreated and also works with their parents to ameliorate the issues that led to the maltreatment. We currently are working with about 3,600 children. These are children that are within our care. Most of the children are living with their parents. About 1,300 of those children are living away from their parents because we can't assure their safety without removing them from their parents' care. 54% of those children are placed with kin. We strongly believe that children need to be in a family setting, and the most obvious choice is with grandma, grandpa, great aunt, great uncle, someone that the child knows and loves. And about 37% of the children that are placed are teens. So what is foster goodness? We launched a campaign a number of months ago, actually now almost a year ago, to actively recruit more foster parents for teens in Allegheny County. We have a lot of foster parents that work for us. They actually work for provider agencies that are under contract with us. And for the most part, they would much rather take care of little ones. You know, they're fun, they're malleable, and I think the community perceives them to be actually easier to take care of than teens. As someone who has raised three children, I can vouch for the fact that teens can really be a challenge. But, you know, there can be some incredible pleasures in working with young people. And certainly you can have a much more meaningful conversation with teens than you can have with little ones. You may have seen or heard some of our ads on television. We're I can't say at this point that the phones are ringing off the hook, but we are starting to generate more interest. And I was hoping to raise greater awareness among communities of faith, hoping that you can help us extend our reach and reach more people, let them know that that we have this need for foster parents for teens. So why is this important? I think it's kind of a no-brainer to think that children should be raised in a family. They shouldn't be raised in congregate care. And yet, so many of our teens really, for whatever reason, their kin are not willing or able to take care of them. Maybe grandma feels that she's a little too old to keep up with teenagers. And so those children, more often than we would like, end up in a congregate setting and certainly would really love to live in a family. And I think we just have a collective responsibility in our community to step up and help take care of the children in our neighborhoods. Foster care is temporary. most of the children that are placed outside of their home are returned to their families. We've been successful in being able to remedy the situations that led to the maltreatment. So it's really generally viewed as something that is not going to require a responsibility over the long term with a particular child or a group of siblings. It's really for people that feel that they can undertake to nurture a child and then, when appropriate, lovingly give that child back to the parents that have restored family harmony. As opposed to adoption, adoption is permanent. And for some of those foster parents who have foster children, and in those situations where unfortunately the parents have not been able to make the changes that are necessary to keep those children safe, we ask foster parents to adopt. So it really is a very, very difficult challenge as a foster parent to know that you most likely, if everything goes well for the child, will have to return the child to the family, but yet there is that option that we may be turning to you and asking if you can continue taking care of the child and actually permanently make that child your own. The teens who need foster homes, as I said, many of them are teenagers. They are kids of all flavors. They face difficult challenges, but they share with all children that they want to be loved and accepted and guided. This is what some of the, whenever we launched our campaign, we asked youth, what do you want the community to know about you? And so many of them said, we want people to know that we're not bad, we're not delinquent kids, we didn't cause this problem, and we have very, very basic needs. We want to be able to come home from school and share our lives with people who care about us. Family pizza night was mentioned by many of them. Nakia Sellers is one of our 19-year-olds, and she felt so strongly about this campaign that she wrote an op-ed in the New Pittsburgh Courier talking about how the need for a family doesn't end whenever you hit a certain magic age. She's 19 and is still longing for a home of her own. Foster parents, married, singled, they can be partnered. They represent all aspects of humanity. They just really have to have a desire to help a child through a difficult time. And sometimes, because of behavioral issues, they need to adapt their parenting style. This talks about the attributes of foster parents. Many of us who've successfully raised our own feel like we exemplify those. And Ed, I'm wondering if it's possible for you to play that link that's embedded in there so you can hear from some of our foster parents what they think about the work that they've done. Sure. Sure, you can, absolutely. Well, we have about, we've been able to successfully reduce the number of kids that are in a congregate setting. So we probably have about 50 or 60 that are in a congregate setting that we'd ultimately like to put into a foster home. But it's, you know, I'm always reluctant to use a number because what we want to do is have the largest pool of foster parents that we can so we can match the child with the very best possible family. So one that, you know, the lifestyle of the family, their religion, certainly neighborhood, we would like, you know, a child to be able to stay in their own neighborhood. So the largest pool permits us to make the very best fit for the child. No problem. I don't know if, is Karen still here, if it's possible for you all to receive this, but I'm hoping you can. If not, I'm going to be out at the table afterward, and I have some materials that I can give you, and you'll be able to get onto the website and be able to see it. We have a series of videos that interviewed children and interviewed foster parents, and they wrote a talk about what it was like to be a foster parent and the longing that these children have for a home of their own. Thanks, Ed. Could you move to the next one? So youth and parents get connected. As I said, we have a number of agencies under contract, and we were very pleased that we issued an RFP, and we now have some specialized teen foster care agencies. The four of them are listed. But foster parents are able to choose the agency that they want to. So if they contact one of the contracted foster care agencies, they can end up exploring becoming a foster parent, taking the training. You can see the criteria that it takes. You have to undergo a criminal background check, go through training, pass a home study. It really isn't that rigorous, and our agencies are really willing to help with all aspects of the process. A lot of supports that we offer for foster parents. There's the stipend that the families receive to help to defray the cost of the children. There's a clothing allowance. We have mentors. We have a foster parent advisory board that is certainly always looking for new members and willing to help mentor. And then, of course, we have professionals, a team of professionals that can help support the foster parents. So one of the things that we were thinking is that communities of faith are in an excellent position to let their congregations and their social networks know about our need for foster parents. We ask all of you to consider thinking about inviting us in and talking to your groups. We have a team of people that would be more than willing to come in and talk. We have a youth speakers bureau, so you could even have some of our foster children come in and talk about why it is that they would like to live in a foster home. If you already do have people within your congregation or within your community that are fostering, think about, in addition to helping us recruit more, think about what you can do to support them. So many of them really could use a bit of a break, could use a night where you offer to babysit. So that's something I would suggest that you consider doing is offering them support. We have the greatest need in Wilkinsburg, Penn Hills, and McKeesport. So I ask you kind of pointedly, if you are within those areas, that is where we have the greatest need, even though we do have a need throughout the county. And I'd certainly love to entertain any ideas that you have. I'm sitting out at the Department of Human Services table, and I'll be there throughout the next break and would love to talk to you about any ideas that you might have. You can visit our website, fostergoodness.org, and you can call our Director's Action Line at 1-800-862-6783 for more information about foster goodness. Thank you so very much for listening to me talk about the needs that we have.
This is the last announcement before the break, and we do not reconvene after the final session. We try to get people home before traffic gets too crazy. If you felt inspired by Sean's words this morning about ending gun violence, be sure to check out the preaching and worship resources produced by Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, the PA Interfaith Impact Network. That's PIN, Christian Associates of Southwest Pennsylvania and Allegheny City, Allegheny County Health Department. And it will be available soon at PTS, that's Pittsburgh Theological Seminary.edu. We'll offer sermon starters, liturgical ideas, and other ideas for further action. And part of it was to hitchhike on Father's Day, and that Fathers Against Gun Violence. So that's June 9th. So if you're interested, go to pts.edu. We have a 10-minute break here. We want to thank everybody for participating. Make sure you fill out your evaluations. If you have ideas for next year, fill them out. We start meeting this summer and start looking at where we're going and how we need to move for the future. So we do take your input. If you're interested in learning more about addiction, you can go to the Oasis Recovery Center. We'll also have a link at the Pittsburgh Pastoral Care Conference.org for the Oasis Recovery Center, which helps people to get into treatment. It's a nonprofit, and they'll help you. Karen is the executive director, and I help her with that. So that's the last thing we have. We have a 10-minute break, please, at 1:45. Try to be in your sessions, and we thank you for coming. Oh, yes. Yeah, evaluations, yes. Make sure that you fill out your evaluations, and that's where you can also put your input on what you'd like for next year. Thank you very much for coming.